Welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created for women of color who are fearless in their pursuit of getting anything and everything she wants out of life. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and transforming her life. Sit down with me, grab your earphones, turn me up in your cars, and let's have some well overdue girl chat. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and this is the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey boo, happy Monday. Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hoping all of you are feeling good today. I hope you're feeling cute today and you're not stressed about anything crazy and you're in alignment and ready and present for all the positive vibes coming to you this week. Positive vibes only. No negativity this week, not from anybody at work, not from your friends, not from your family, not from any strangers, especially not from any strangers, but PVO, positive vibes only, all week this week. I hope all of you had amazing weekends this weekend. Mine was a little busy. I'm headed to Scottsdale, Arizona in a couple of days, so I was just getting myself ready for that. First of all, how are we already mid-September? Does anybody know? How? Like, the fact that we are mid-September is truly beyond me. Like, how do we get here so fast? But here we are, sis. Time is flying. Y'all, I've already booked my holiday travel and it's just crazy. It's just like time waits for no one. So I hope you guys are out there getting stuff done and doing your thing. The end of the year is vastly approaching us, you guys, and I hope that you're not wasting any time because it is clearly not waiting for us. Also, shameless plug for the Slay Girl Slay Book Club. If you guys are into reading or want to get more into reading, you should definitely check us out. Our book club is online and we have a group page over on Goodreads where we post discussion topics, and I encourage you guys to just check it out. It's absolutely free. We pick one book a month and we read that book for the month. And this month we are reading Patsy by Nicole Dennis Benn. And it has been really, really interesting so far. So again, totally free, you guys, and totally up to you to follow along. But I definitely encourage you to do so and join in on the discussion. But jumping right into this week's episode, I realized we haven't done a self-love episode in a while. I feel like all of our episodes are targeted in a way that encourages you to be your best self, which I think is an act of self-love, but we haven't done an episode dedicated specifically to self-love in a hot minute. So this week, I wanted to take a couple of minutes and just talk to my single girls out there. Hey, y'all. I'm still here too. I feel like I know more girls that are single than more girls in relationships, and I can probably count on one hand the friends that I have that are married, and of course that's excluding family members, but I just think that we are in such a time right now, such an important time, that we must not take for granted, no matter how lonely we may feel, no matter how bored we may find ourselves on a Friday night, no matter how tired we are of going out with our girls, whatever the case may be, this time we have to ourselves and by ourselves, we will never get back in the future. I will be the first to say I have days where I'm just over it, right? I'm over it. Like sometimes I just want to be with a good guy who isn't an F-boy, who doesn't smell musty, who smells good and knows God and isn't playing games, and to just catch a vibe together, you know? And I feel like now more than ever, I'm seeing updates on my Facebook page of people getting engaged and people getting married and people having children and it's a baby announcement. And y'all, the only commitment, the only serious commitment I have right now is to HBO, Amazon Prime, and Netflix. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. At least I pray I'm not the only one that feels this way, but I can say for sure that it's tough out here for the single girls. But What I have learned and what I hope you have learned or in the process of learning is that this is one of the most beautiful times in our lives right now. This is the time to be selfish. This is the time to get to know yourself. This is the time to figure out what you like and what you don't like, to decide what you want to change about yourself, what you want to improve, all on your own timing. I used to think being single was a curse in that I couldn't find the right guy, so no one wanted me. Or I would feel like the right guy just didn't exist, so I was just going to be alone forever. And what I have learned is that being single is a season. Some seasons are longer than others. Some seasons are shorter. But I truly believe that during your season of singleness, it's your time to develop and grow and make mistakes and try new things. And not to say you can't do all of that when you're married or in a serious relationship with someone. But when you're alone and it's just you, you move at your own pace. You make decisions on your own terms. You only have to think about you. You are your longest commitment. The commitment you make to yourself, your dreams, your goals, your family, your friends, your growth, all the things that you love and things that make you who you are is your commitment to yourself. Only you know your deepest, darkest secrets. Only you know the great ideas that you have. Only you have the memories that you hold. So why not treat this girl good? You know what I'm saying? How can we expect someone else to treat us good in an intimate relationship when we don't even know how to treat ourselves good? And I'm not just talking about one self-care Sunday in the house chilling. And that's cool too, but I mean asking yourself, what do I need to do to treat myself good? And how often do I need to do that? In this season of being by myself, what can I do to love myself more and show love to myself? How can I treat me better during this season before I expect someone else to treat me good and make me feel better? We get so caught up in looking for a man and thinking we need attention from a man when we really need to be giving ourselves more attention. And now I get it. We're human. We're women at that. And sometimes we just want to be with a guy or a woman, if that's your preference. But the desire to be with another person should always come second to the desire to be with and show love to yourself. We get so caught up in making a list of the type of man we want, but we don't have a list of the type of woman we need to be first. We ask in Sierra for her prayer that she prayed when she got Russell or whatever his name is, because we want a good man that treats us right and loves us to no end and shows appreciation for us and our family and our children. But have we taken a moment to pray and ask God to prepare us for a relationship like that? Some of us won't like what takes place to get us prepared for the things that we're asking for. So, what do we do in the meantime? Date yourself. Love yourself. Spoil yourself. Teach yourself. Take care of yourself. Pray for yourself. Grind for yourself. Show up for yourself. Put yourself first. All the things that you would essentially be putting into someone else in a relationship, you need to be putting that back into you. When you do find the one, sis, and you guys decide to get married and have children, it's no longer going to be about you. You won't have this time to yourself again. So we must not waste it feeling sorry and sad and lonely all the time. Take yourself out on a date on a regular basis. You wouldn't expect a man to take you out once every blue moon. So why would you take yourself out and treat yourself to something nice every blue moon? You wouldn't expect a man to always take you to the same restaurant, right? Because it's budget friendly. You would expect a nice restaurant sometimes and to be wined and dined. So what's wrong with wining and dining yourself? You wouldn't expect a man to not buy you something when he goes to the store, or maybe that's just me. But when he comes home, you'll want him to bring you a bag of new things. Why can't you buy yourself something nice on the regular? We must treat ourselves with excellence, sis, excellence, before we can lean on someone else to treat us like that. We must buy ourselves the things that we want if we can afford it, and take ourselves on the vacations we want to go on and see the things that we want to see instead of waiting for someone else to do so. Treating yourself good and learning how to not just throw on a face mask on a Sunday, but really take care of ourselves teaches us how to make ourselves happy. It teaches us how to create happiness from our own source and not depend on other people to bring us happiness. If you find yourself in a relationship, great. If he makes you happy, even better, sis. But always know that you have to make yourself happy first. During this season, there are things that you must accomplish first before stepping into the next season of your life with someone else. There are things that you must see first on your own before you can see them with someone else. I have been single for a good long minute, and I don't even want to tell you how long it's been since my last relationship, but it's been a minute. And I had a couple friends over for a cookout a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about relationships and how long it's been since some of us have been in relationships. And one of my good friends was just like, "You don't need to be in a relationship right now." And I just kind of looked at her. She was like, "Mm-mm, you working on something. You doing something great right now." And I said, "You're right. I'm so focused on what God has in front of me right now. I can't put that focus on something else." But I do know that once I started treating myself good and stopped focusing on being single all the time and being sad and feeling lonely all the time, and I started taking care of myself more, and, you know, I can still do better. But once I started to take mental breaks and just think about what I could do to make myself feel good, make myself feel loved, make myself feel confident and happy, I learned how to get comfortable with my own presence. And that's where the magic is. Get comfortable with your presence, sis. Yes, you may be alone now, but you won't be forever. So make this time all about you and treat yourself good. Give yourself the best this world has to offer. Understand that you are good enough all by yourself. And when your season comes to share the love you have with someone else, it'll be that much better because you learn how to love yourself first. All right, my loves, that wraps us up for this week. I would much appreciate it if you guys would leave a comment in the comment section with your thoughts on the Slay Girl Slay podcast, and even more if you would subscribe. Send me an email with any topics or feedback on today's podcast, and you can always find us on Instagram and Facebook at Slay Girl Slay, or come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. Until next week, we will chat soon. Peace.